This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, with a new Congress in place and fresh leadership in the Senate, the timetable for the next farm bill is taking shape amid shifting political priorities. Lawmakers face the challenge of crafting bipartisan legislation that addresses agriculture, nutrition, and rural development while navigating budget constraints and competing interests. Key committee leaders are already outlining their goals, but the path to passage remains uncertain. As the process unfolds, though, stakeholders from across the ag sector are looking closely for signals on timing and policy direction. We'll talk about being both optimistic and realistic when it comes to a new farm bill coming up next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagy has expressed optimism that the farm bill can advance, citing the opportunity for bipartisan cooperation under new leadership in both the House and Senate Ag Committees. He believes that despite political divisions, there is broad recognition of the need to support farmers, rural communities, and nutrition programs. With key lawmakers signaling a willingness to find common ground, Nagy remains hopeful that meaningful farm legislation can move forward.
Absolutely. Look, when it comes to making policy like this, seniority matters. Positions of influence matter. The fact that we have Senator Grassley with the most seniority in the United States Senate, Senator Ernst, very well respected. Senator Thune is the majority leader. And on the Democrat side, having Angie Craig and Amy Klobuchar, both from Minnesota, as being ranking members on their respective agriculture committees, bodes, I think, very well for Midwest agriculture, given the very strong voices, you know, Pete Ricketts and others that, you know, will do their job to carry the message forward. I'm confident of that.
While there's nothing wrong with optimism, Secretary Nagy has cautioned against growing impatient, emphasizing the need for realism despite renewed momentum for a new farm bill. He acknowledges that while there's strong interest in advancing the legislation, other priorities will take precedence in the short term. With cabinet confirmation hearings and a federal spending bill requiring immediate attention, Nagy reminds stakeholders that the farm bill's progress will depend on how quickly these more pressing matters are resolved.
You know, I think a little bit of a dose of reality is setting in on farm bill, where we might have hoped that we'd come right out of the chute and into those discussions. I know that's starting, but there's a lot of work that's going to have to get done in terms of the confirmation process, the omnibus budget package, the president's priorities that are going to be fit into that. The farm bill will come after that. And so it's going to take some time. But I do believe that when it comes to biofuels, when it comes to a voice on trade, when it comes to ag policy and fighting for those things, I think we're very well positioned as the Midwest because of some of these folks that I mentioned. So, you know, the work is important, and the work, it can be difficult at times, but we need to be ready for it.
Congress will be navigating a packed legislative agenda, and the path forward for a farm bill will require patience and bipartisan cooperation. While leaders like Secretary Nagy remain optimistic, they also recognize the need to balance priorities as lawmakers address more urgent matters. With new leadership in key committees and a shared commitment to agriculture, the groundwork is being laid for meaningful progress in the months ahead. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.